Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here at the North Dakota Corn Council Studio. We're coming up today. We're going to give you some great news, some breaking news regarding who's going to be at Farm Fest this year. I'm going to tell you all about the big Fargo Air Show this weekend. We're checking crops. Neil Foster, South Dakota Crop Improvement Association, is going to talk about planting oats as a cover crop. There are some Plant Variety Protection Act issues going on in South Dakota, and he would like you to have a total heads up. So all that coming up just even this hour on Farm Talk. But right now we head down to muggy territory. Southern Minnesota is where I was mentioning here in the weather. The dew point temperatures are approaching 80 degrees. And Kent Thiessy, the vice president for Ag at MinStar Bank and the Farm Fest Forum Coordinator, how muggy is it, Kent?
It's pretty muggy. We don't get days like this very often, but it's one of those, if you didn't know better, you'd think you were down in southern Missouri or Arkansas or something this time of year. It's that kind of weather.
I think it's more comfortable at Key West or Honolulu than it is in southern Minnesota today.
Yeah, it's... Well, I guess our crops for the most part all year have been running behind normal, though we've made a lot of progress here in the last couple, 3 weeks. But it's good corn growing weather. It's maybe kind of miserable for people, but I guess it's a lot of our early corn has started to tassel and pollinate this week. So I guess having the muggy weather and as long as we don't get any severe storms or too big of rains, a little rain doesn't hurt, but we've probably about... used up our little, because most of the area down here I think's had anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain this week in different rainfall events. So we probably got about enough to cover that part of it.
How many places, though, have too much?
You know, there's quite a few places. It really, these rains have just been spotty, but especially as you get into southwest Minnesota and kind of that northern tier of south central and central Minnesota, all and what on in over to southeast Minnesota, there's a lot of areas that have just been saturated, and it just hasn't been very conducive for good crop development. If you're fortunate enough to be in an area where you've missed some of those big rains, crop conditions have improved some, but it's going to be another one of those hit and miss years where some people maybe will come up with a fairly decent crop, and some other folks are going to have a way below normal crop again, all across southern Minnesota.
You know, that's kind of the theme of 2019 that's true in the Dakotas, and I've heard even over in Illinois and Indiana that you just drive 5-10 miles and crop conditions vary immensely. So another one of those years.
It even varies, like you farm to farm, township to township. Even down here in our area, there's some locations where, crops are quite a bit better than they were last year, and then you go down the road a few miles and looks pretty similar. So I think some of our better crops will be better than the good ones were last year, but the poor crops are probably going to be similar.
Yeah, all righty. Well, I guess a lot of it probably based on planting date and all of that. So
yeah, planting date, and then just how lucky you've been maybe during the growing season to avoid the big rains and miss total saturated soils that we've been experiencing.
Yeah, and of course a couple of good management decisions by the farmer and help from his banker.
And obviously we got a couple important months left yet in the growing season as we get into August and early September, late last part of July here, and all the way out in the. We're going to need a pretty good growing conditions all the way through September to get this crop mature with the late planting that we had.
For sure. All righty. Well, we'll check on the crops as we come to Farm Fest coming up the 6th, 7th, and 8th of August. It's approaching fast. And as Farm Fest coordinator, Kent, you have scheduled a U.S. House Ag Committee listening session on the farm economy. We've got some heavy hitters politically coming, and those always bring out a lot of people. But headlines today, you got some breaking news. You got a special person coming to that listening session.
Well, we've been working here for a couple months to get this all finalized, and it was official as of this morning that U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue we'll be at Farm Fest the middle day, which is Wednesday, August 7th. Farm Fest is August 6th, 7th, and 8th. And he'll be joining U.S. Ag Committee Chair Congressman Colin Peterson from the 7th District of Minnesota, who will be hosting the U.S. House Ag Listening Session on the farm economy. So Secretary Perdue will be joining Congressman Peterson. They'll both be obviously saying a few words and taking comments from the audience. And they'll be joined by some other members of the Minnesota Congressional Delegation, U.S. Senator Tina Smith, Congresswoman Angie Craig, and then Congressman Jim Hagedorn, Congressman Dean Phillips, and Congressman Pete Stauber. And possibly there might be two or three other members of the U.S. House Ag Committee that might be added to that yet from other states. But should be a great forum. And, some of the listeners probably think, well, it's not that big a deal. But really, for the U.S. Ag Secretary and Chair of the House Ag Committee to be on the same forum or House Ag Committee listening session at the same time and same location outside of Washington, D.C., doesn't happen very often, especially when they're from different political parties. So we're pretty excited about this opportunity and really thankful to both Congressman Peterson and Secretary Perdue that they're willing to do this, because I think it's an important time in agriculture right now.
It is an extremely important time to figure out some solutions or at least just listen. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often, the two of them, when they're in their home base in Washington, D.C., but to have it happen in Redwood Falls, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's we're really looking forward to it. And actually, Secretary Perdue is planning to spend a good chunk of the day there. He's actually going to start. I should mention the listening session is from 10:30 to 11:50 before the noon hour, but he's actually going to start out that morning and join Zippy Duval, the American Farm Bureau President, and Kevin Papp, the Minnesota Farm Bureau President, during the free pancake breakfast and be there to greet people and maybe even flip a pancake or two. But and then he's going to plan to stay around and visit some of the exhibits and tents after the forum's over. So we're really looking forward to having him spend some time at Farm Fest.
Now, if people want to make a comment or an official statement, I know they get like 90 seconds or something like that to read a prepared statement. How do they kind of get in the queue for that?
Well, we're actually going to do it a little different. We had a listening session at Farm Fest on the Farm Bill 2 years ago, and that one was a little more formalized, where if folks wanted to speak, they had to sign up ahead of time. I'm actually going to be out in the audience with my mic like I usually am for the forums, and we'll just take comments and questions, brief comments and questions from audience members, and then depending on what it is, there may or may not be a response from Secretary Perdue, Congressman Peterson, or the other panelists. But we want to make it a little more less formal, I guess, hoping to get comments from a wide variety of folks that are out in the audience.
All right, super. So not real formal, and this will hopefully inspire some folks to spontaneously tell us what they're thinking. That is good. All right, so that's Wednesday. Other highlights for Farm Fest? I see you got the governor giving a speech, and African swine fever, a big concept there, big topic.
Yeah, we're kind of excited. We got a great lineup of forums. The first day, which is Tuesday, August 6th, our feature forum in the morning is actually going to be a ag policy discussion with national ag leaders. I mentioned Zippy Duval earlier. He's actually going to be there on Tuesday, the president of American Farm Bureau. And he'll be joined by Rob LaRue, who's a senior vice president and policy analyst with National Farmers Union. And they'll be joined by some statewide leaders that sit on national boards with some of the various commodity groups. And then that afternoon, Governor Tim Walz will be there. And he's been at Farm Fest for several years as a congressman, and this year he'll be there as Governor Tim Walz, and he'll kind of give a keynote address, and we're going to follow that up with a panel titled The State of Rural Minnesota and the Ag Industry. Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson has invited all the other state commissioners to be there, and we have 10 other commissioners that will be joining Commissioner Peterson, so that should be, a great, a lot of Q&A with the audience there. chance to ask questions of these various state commissioners that deal with a lot of issues for agriculture in rural Minnesota. And you mentioned Wednesday afternoon at 1:15, we're going to talk about African swine fever. Great panel put together of some top-notch folks in the veterinarian field, as well as Dave Preisler with the Minnesota Pork Producers, and that's certainly a big issue out there. And then Thursday, the final day of Farm Fest, Jolene Brown, award-winning motivational speaker and farmer, is going to talk about who's hiding the humor, talking about dealing with the current stress farm families go through in agriculture. And as we do every year, the afternoon of Thursday, we'll recognize about 80 county farm families of the year.
All good stuff. And, of course, we'll be there broadcasting live from the Ganag and Gateway building. And I sure hope folks will take the time, head down to Redwood Falls. Actually, it's the Gilfillan Estates, south of Redwood Falls a little ways, and just a great three-day event. Been going on for how many years now, Kent?
Well, actually, you know, Farm Fest goes back all the way back to 1972. Then there was the bicentennial year, 76, and then there was a little break, and it started up in 1992 and has been going on ever since, first at Lake Crystal, then for a few years down at Austin, and it's been in Redwood Falls, I think, since 1994, so it's been there quite a while. So.
For sure. All righty. Well, 6th, 7th, and 8th of August, we'll see you, but we'll chat with you before then. In the meantime, big news breaking today. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will be at Farm Fest Wednesday, August 7th. So thank you, Kent, for working on that, and we'll...
Yeah, and Mick, if you want, you can... You know, 75 degrees and low humidity during Farm Fest would be great.
Let me put my order in with the good Lord above. And I looks like the rest of August, after this Mother Nature squeezes all the rain out here today, tonight, and tomorrow morning, after this, the rest of July into early August does look a lot more comfortable. So let's hope it carries into the Farm Fest week.
Sounds great.
All righty. Thanks for the visit, Kent. Have a good weekend. It's 1:33. This is Farm Talk, and we're going to take a break. Come right back. Check on the closing markets right after this.